The Osgood File, sponsored by Taxmasters. The IRS is stepping up its collections efforts, so now, more than ever, you may need Taxmasters. This is Dave Ross. The internet made it possible to actually buy and own words. News.com, love.com, ibought.daveross.com.
We're kind of running out of .coms and .orgs.
I'm a tech analyst, Larry Magid, says a whole new universe of names is about to open up, so here's your chance. First, this from Charlie. Once upon a time, high-level internet domains were limited to .org, .net, .edu, .gov, then .info, .biz, .xxx.
But now any company, or for that matter, city, could have its own top-level domain, such as .vegas.
CBS and CNET consultant Larry Magid says limits on the domain names that come at the end of a web address are about to be lifted, so that by next year, any word could be a domain name.
This does raise the risk of cyber squatting. With these new domains, I wouldn't be surprised if some people register the top-level domains of, let's say, a company or a famous person, and then attempt to sell that back to them.
But if you do plan on buying the name Microsoft, and you're not Steve Ballmer, have a lawyer handy. And expect competition. Former pro hockey player Ron Andruff is already after .sport. The Sierra Club and Greenpeace are competing for .eco. And there is another catch. Unlike low-level names, high-level domain names are pricey. The application is $185,000, and if you get it, $25,000 a year to keep it. Otherwise, I'd have already bought .universe and become master of the universe. Then again, when was the last time you actually went to a site by typing its name in the address bar?
If you go to Google or Bing and type in a company or a city's name, that's going to take you where you want to go, regardless of what top-level domain they have.
See, just when it finally becomes possible to be master of the universe, it no longer matters. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, June 20th, 2011.